Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 5th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. As part of its Q4 earnings, Snap announced that in January 2021, its Spotlight feature had 100 million monthly active users 2 months after launching, with creators uploading an average of 175,000 videos per day. Overall in the quarter, the company reported 265 million daily active users, up 6% from the previous quarter and up 22% in the year, with earnings and revenue both beating analyst expectations. A group of Google's senior engineers proposed a new set of norms for critical open-source software to help avoid supply chain attacks. These norms would include no unilateral changes to code, with any changes requiring a review by two independent parties and authentication of those participants. In the post proposing these norms, Google said that these changes would be onerous and therefore will meet with some resistance. Google delisted and will proactively disable the popular Chrome extension, The Great Suspender, as it contains malware. The extension, which puts excess Chrome tabs into a sleep mode to save memory, was sold to an unknown third party last year, and version 7.1.8 contains an exploit that could let remote code run without a user's knowledge. The security company NetScout warned that Plex media servers are being used to amplify DDoS attacks, using a UDP port exposed when the server adds a NAT forwarding rule. Researchers found over 27,000 servers with exposed ports, with some already being used in DDoS campaigns. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says Sunny Optical successfully passed Apple's approval process for iPad lenses and are likely to be approved to make the main camera lens for the iPhone 13 lineup. Currently, Largen, Yujingguang, and Kantatsu supply lenses to LG Innotek for incorporation into the camera module. Sunny Optical would be yet another supplier for the lens. The Chinese short video and live streaming app Kaisho raised $5.4 billion in its IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, putting the company's valuation at $159 billion. This is the largest tech IPO since Uber's in May 2019. Ford committed to invest an additional $7 billion on autonomous vehicles and $15 billion on electric vehicle development through 2025, building off an existing $7 billion investment spent on electric vehicles since 2016. Ford said the majority of vehicles it plans to produce will be battery electric vehicles, but it will still make some hybrid and plug-in hybrid models. The Economic Times' sources say PayPal will wind down its payment gateway and aggregator services in India by April 1st, with plans to notify merchants by February 6th. The company will instead focus on scaling up its existing cross-border trade business for small enterprises, which serves India's growing export market. Samsung's One UI 3.1 now supports using its DeX desktop phone environment wirelessly on PCs. This feature is only available using the Galaxy S21 for now. It's limited to 1080p while wireless, and the S Pen isn't fully supported, acting only as a mouse. Next month, Pixel phone owners will get a feature in the Google Fit Health app that can measure their breathing and pulse rates using the phone's camera. All measurements are calculated on device before optionally being sent to a Fit account, and the features are not FDA approved for medical uses. Game publisher Activision Blizzard said in its earnings call that neither its Overwatch 2 nor Diablo 4 titles are expected to be released in 2021. Both titles were originally announced at BlizzCon in 2019. And finally, in 2008, a remaster of the N64 game GoldenEye was under development, slated for release as part of Xbox 360's Xbox Live Arcade platform, but got canceled due to rights issues. Now, a near-finished ROM of the game is circulating on file-sharing sites with a full single-player campaign and local multiplayer, as well as HD graphics that can be toggled back to the original. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.